Namaskar, and welcome to Renaissance Yoga Podcasts. My name is Satyam. Today we're going to embark on a series of stories from the Bhagavad Gita. The whole entire Bhagavad Gita revolves around Sri Krishna, that great entity that was revered by all the people in the land. And one day, Krishna was moving around the Kuru kingdom, and he thought that he would pay a visit to his dear friend and a very noble person named Vidur. Vidur was the king's brother, and he was a very noble, even-tempered, fair, and just man. Everybody respected Vidur. He was not at all political. He was a true minister, a man of truth. So Krishna was moving through the kingdom, and he thought he would pay an unannounced visit to Vidur. And he stopped in and knocked on the door, and Vidur's wife came to the door and opened, and she saw the great Krishna standing before her, and she became a little bit flustered, and she immediately said, "Oh, Sri Krishna, please, come in. She said, "My husband is not home just yet, but please have a seat, have this most comfortable chair that we have in our house. Please sit here." Krishna obliged and sat down. And then Vidur's wife went into the kitchen. It was the custom of the day then to serve food and drink to anyone who came. And she was a little bit flustered because in her food stock, there was hardly any food. In fact, Vidur had gone out to pick up fresh food. So she had very little food. And she looked all around, and then she saw some bananas. And she quickly peeled the bananas and separated the fruit from the skin. And with full love and sincerity and affection, she came out and she said, "Krishna, it's such an honor to have you come visit our house. Please, have some fruits while you remain here seated and waiting for Vidur to return." And Krishna saw the generosity and good feeling and her heartfelt feeling, and he thanked her and he accepted the plate of food. And with great appetite, he started to eat one after another after another. She had served him a large plate. And as time went by, slowly, he was eating, and then there was a knock on the door. The door entered, and Vidur, the minister, had returned. And he looked around the house, and he could tell that something was different, that there was a very sentient vibration and sweet feeling in the house. And so he walked into the eating room with his hands folded at his heart, and he looked, and he saw Krishna eating. But what he saw made him totally aghast. And Krishna was holding the last piece up into his mouth. And Vidur stepped and said, "Krishna, don't eat that. That's the banana peel, not the fruit." And Krishna said, "When your wife has served me these banana peels with such great love and respect and joy and good feeling, then naturally this food is very sweet for me." And he took that last banana peel and swallowed it. Immediately, Vidur went into the kitchen and was very upset with his wife. And he was wondering how could she had served the banana peels to the great Krishna who had come. This was an injustice. And they looked into the garbage and they saw that all the bananas were in the garbage. And she had mistakenly served all the peels. In her nervousness, in her anxiety, she had served all the peels, and Krishna had now eaten them, and now the two of them were in the kitchen, Vidur and his wife. And with all humility and respect, they went out to Krishna, and they said, "Please accept our sincerest apologies. We don't know what to say. We're totally embarrassed and feel humiliated that you, our most honored guest, came here, and we served you the peel, which is the unedible portion of the fruit." And Krishna said, "Really, there's no need for cause of dismay. or worry, not whatsoever. I will repeat, those banana peels were served to me with such love and affection that, for me, that food was very, very tasty. The thought behind the food, the preparation, was perfect. The ideation was beautiful. And for me, that was the best meal I've had all week. So from the story, we should always remember that what we always heard, that it's really the thought, not the gift or the present that counts. And it is true. It's the ideation behind every action that allows us to share our goodness with others. So we should never think whether what we're giving is great or small. But if we give it with the affection of our heart, then it will be well received and will have a very positive impact in life. So this was one story from the Bhagavad Gita era of Krishna and eating of the banana peels. This podcast has been presented by Renaissance Yoga, www.renyoga.com. Namaskar.